So, welcome to the next one in this track. My name is Mateusz. I will be talking about declarative networking now. Yes, that's very good. Yeah. So we spent quite some time talking already about Kubernetes, how networking is done. I'm very glad that people from Multus took the hard part of explaining, you know, multi-networking at the level of containers. I'm also glad they didn't say anything about host networking, because this is what they don't do, this is what I do. So we are going like very smoothly lower in the stack. So I work at Red Hat like they did. I'm based in Switzerland. When I'm not touching computers, I do farming. I actually like it much more, but it doesn't pay my bills, so well, here we are. I don't do AI, that's something, you know. Everyone does it, but no. So I will skip why multi-networking, because Federico was talking about this, and you know, if there are reasons for you to do multi-networking, you know that you need to do it, and if you don't, then you don't. It all started because, you know, clouds never care about multi-networking. You go to AWS, GCP, FBI, CIA, you pick your three letters, you get a VM, it has single network interface, and that's it. But at some point you realize you need more network, bandwidth, and all this kind of stuff, and you just need to start doing bare metal. It won't fly anywhere else. And once you start doing bare metal and network configuration, probably not more than once you've seen, you know, the very ugly network manager config file. It's just a static file, and you know, the syntax is somehow opinionated. It's okay once you learn it, but it's still a static file, and it flies if you have one server, it flies if you have three servers, but does it still fly if you have 300 servers? I'm not sure. And one problem is that, you know, those are all files and they don't apply changes automatically. So you modify your file and until you restart the interface or the machine, you may not even notice that you've made a mistake. So you may have some configuration that flies for, you know, last 5 years, but in reality it shouldn't. And the reason is just because you've never rebooted. So yeah, there was another talk about this before. Yeah, you shouldn't let your servers run for 2 years uptime, but you know, that's another story. So what is done to somehow change this? So you don't need to modify this file manually. Network manager gives you command, which is nmcli, and you can modify those configuration using somehow nicer syntax. So you can say, you know, modify connection IP address yada yada, and